When they asked me to do this talk, I think they wanted me to talk about specific scenarios. And while I contemplated that, in the end, I decided I wanted to take a different tact. Because every scenario is fact-specific, as you know, in our area. Whether it's divorce or child support action, a lawsuit, there's so many factors that go into your specific case you're dealing with. I didn't feel like I could do something that was really beneficial on those individual bases. What I thought was most beneficial is to come to you and talk to you about what I thought was the top issues that we consistently see when we're engaging in lawsuits in this particular area of the law and guardianships. Because these are the mistakes I see made. It's the fundamentals, whether it's jurisdiction or lawyers getting paid or whatever the issue is. I thought that was probably a better use of your time today, is where I see what we should be really watching out for on a more global basis whenever we handle litigation in our practice area. So that's why I call, it's a little probably a bit different than the description, but I hope you'll accept my modification. It was intended to give you something a little more useful on all your litigation purposes. So with that, I turn to the outline. There is 10 conundrums I pointed out to you. I'm trying to give you more authority than I'll ever have time to talk about today, and more than you want me to talk about today. So let me just kind of tell you my top 10. Number one, jurisdiction and venue. We know that jurisdiction in probate proceedings is now defined by the estates code. The word estate guardianship proceeding is now has a specific definition when we became the estates code. That is very helpful to us. But the extent of estate guardianship proceeding is more than the core guardianship. It can include title to land and other issues involving a guardianship proceeding, and those issues come up post-appointment. So when you're trying the issues in most counties, as it relates to does the ward own that interest, typically your county court at law and obviously your statutory probate court can try many of those issues in there.